Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Tiffany Jones graduated from the University of South Florida in Tampa, Florida. She received a bachelor's degree there in management. She began a career at State Farm Insurance, starting as a claims representative, and was promoted to management about 17 years ago. We pause for a moment at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio program. In the midst of your career, as in the case of Tiffany Jones, your career, dear friend, God is at work moving in your life, wherever He may have brought you from and wherever He may be taking you to, the Lord is there. He loves you. He knows you. And whatever you're going through right now, He's right there. He who loves you so much, He died on the cross for your sins. He shed His precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, who has touched the heart and life of Tiffany Jones, will touch your heart as well. While working at State Farm, Tiffany Jones earned her MBA from Webster University. She is a chartered property casualty underwriter and chartered life underwriter. She's married to Rodney, and they have two daughters. Tiffany, welcome to our show.
Welcome. Thank you.
So, Florida. Hey, by the way, Florida. Did you grow up in Florida?
I did. Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay, Jacksonville, Florida. So, Florida's a big, big talk right now because of the presidential election with Marco Rubio and Jeb Bush. But also, Tiffany Jones grew up in Florida. So where in Jacksonville, and what was it like growing up there?
I grew up on the north side in Jacksonville. It's kind of separated in four areas, kind of north side, south side, east side, west side. And it's changed so much over the years. I was born there and grew up, and I left in 89 when I graduated high school, came back in 99, mm-hmm. working with State Farm at that time. And then I just recently moved to Atlanta, Georgia, about a year ago.
Well, what was it like growing up in Florida?
It was nice. It was nice. It was hot, a lot of humidity, unlike here in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. You know, back then we played in the streets all day long. You know, your friends got together. You just knew you had to be home before the street light came on. And all the neighbors watched out for all the kids. It's a little different growing up now. You know, like I have two daughters, and I almost don't let them even go outside by themselves in the day, let alone all day like that. So, mm-hmm. but it very, very, very much fun. We had a lot of friends in the neighborhood. I went to school not too far from home. So very, very nice. Mm-hmm.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
I have to say my grandmother did. I live with my grandmother. My mom lived with us as well, but I primarily live with my grandmother, and she kind of guided me, I would say, most of my life as to things that are good, things that are not good, stay away from. I say she'd probably be the most influential in my life.
Mm. How did you become a Christian?
Well, part of that was my grandfather was a pastor of a church, First African Baptist Church, when I was born. And him and my grandmother went to church every Sunday, went to every Bible study, prayer meeting, rehearsal, you know. And so, of course, me and my brother there at the time, my sister wasn't born yet, but me and my brother also had to attend as well. So, I mean, we were practically raised up in the church. Uh-huh. And when I turned 8, I accepted Christ as my Savior, and my grandfather actually baptized me.
Wow. That's special.
Mm-hmm. It was. Yeah, he's passed away now. So I had to have a lot of him. I still remember that day like it was yesterday.
What difference has Christ made in your life?
I think it's kept me grounded in understanding what's important to me and kind of keeping me away from the things that I know I shouldn't be involved in, and just showing me where my blessings come from, and just how to remain faithful to his word.
Now, you traveled from place to place. When you went to school at University of South Florida, mm-hmm. Majored in management, mm-hmm. why did you select that to be your area of study?
Well, initially, when I went off to school, my mom told me, because I was a really good student in high school, and she told me, you have to go to college. I don't care where you go. I don't care what you do. You have to go. I don't even care what you major in. So when I went off to school, I really didn't know what I wanted to do. So I said, okay, I'll go into business. And as I was into my business degree, I kind of leaned toward management because I've always been a person who can talk easily to people. And so that even to this day kind of worked with me as far as, I didn't know how long it'd take me to get into management, but I always felt that it was an easy conversation for me. And I always thought that was kind of my draw.
Mm. And what made you choose a career in insurance, specifically with State Farm?
Well, one of my girlfriends, when I was in college, we had a suite dorm room where everybody had their own room, but you had shared bathrooms and things like that. And she interned with State Farm, and she came back just singing graces. Oh, State Farm, State Farm! You've got to try to work for State Farm. And at the time, I didn't have an insurance degree or any interest in insurance, but she just was singing the graces of State Farm. And so when I graduated from college, that was one of the interviews that I received, and they offered me a position. And based on kind of her experience and then some of the things I knew about State Farm and the values and what have you, decided to go ahead and start a career with them, never thinking 21 years later I'd mm-hmm. still be there, particularly because I didn't go into insurance thinking I would be there this long, but I've loved it.
Wow. It's a very unique and special thing to say nowadays, to say you love what you do for your work. In a way, it's as though it's not even work because mm-hmm. it's something you love doing. Your friend really sold you on it, didn't she?
She did. She just was singing the praises. You know, she's like, you've got to go work for State Farm. You've got
now,
to.
Did she go into sales?
No. Well, she actually went into State Farm doing the same thing I was doing as a claim representative initially. She actually passed away a few years ago in a car accident. But still to this day, I know I would not have even thought about State Farm had it not been for her.
When you say you love it, what do you love?
You know, the people. I think it's the people you work with that makes the biggest difference because then it doesn't seem like work. You know, I laugh a lot. We joke a lot. We play a lot. Even since I've been here in Hawaii, my team, I've sent them pictures by text message, just kind of showing them some of the things that I've done since I've been here. So I think the culture just makes a huge difference, and being able to relax and have fun at work makes a difference.
Well, you've earned certain designations mm-hmm. in insurance, the Chartered Property Casualty Underwriter, that would be a CPCU.
Correct.
And your CLU.
Correct.
Chartered Life Underwriter. And I'd like to know what those are. So when we come back, you know, if you could share a little with us about that. But you didn't only stop with your bachelor's degree, you continued on. I'm intrigued by some underlying undercurrent within your desire, a personal desire to better yourself, to better equip yourself. Where does that come from?
I think that's probably a little from my mom, because she's, like I said, she's always wanted nothing but the best for me. And she always told me, like I said, I had to go to college. She didn't care where or when or what have you, but I just had to go once I got out of school. And so just always wanting to do well, wanting to make her proud of me, and my grandmother make her proud of me as well. So just always just continuing to thrive, really. I'm very competitive like that.
Oh, yeah. Did you play sports?
No sports. My husband played sports, but not me.
Well, I guess you don't have to play sports to be competitive. I think about when someone says competitive, my mind thinks about sports, but you can be competitive in virtually any area of life.
Exactly.
Were you always that way?
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much.
So you love to win?
I don't necessarily love to win. I just like to do well. I mean, because I don't always have to be the winner, but I like to at least put forth my best and do well.
Okay. Well, that makes you a good team player.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Wow. When we come back, let's talk about that. I do want to know what a CPCU is and a CLU is. So could you explain that to us when we come back?
Sure.
Tiffany Jones is in studio with us. She is... She began a career with State Farm Insurance, and now it's 21 years ago. 17 years ago, she went into management. And her relationship with Christ has grounded her throughout her life. Grounding. In the midst of life's ebb and flow. And sometimes those ebbs and flows of our lives are quite jerky, because we can't plan it all out. Certain things are surprises. Certain things are opportunities. Certain things are shocking. Whatever it is, whatever you might be faced with in your circumstance right now, there is a grounding that can be found in Jesus Christ. More from Tiffany Jones. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, she's in the insurance business. She's been in the insurance business for 21 years. I'm talking about Tiffany Jones. She started right out of college. Actually, her friend sold her on it. So that's, she joined State Farm. 17 years later, she went into management, and she is here with us today. Grew up in Florida, Jacksonville, Florida. Tiffany Jones with us. You can get this program in its entirety at thegoodlifehawaii.com. And, I don't know. Do you know about what a CPCU is? Or how about a CLU? You ever look at the card or look in the newspaper or you see the designations of people in insurance? You ever wonder what that is? I do. Tiffany Jones will be able to answer that for us today. Find out more about our program at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Get it in its entirety for free. Free podcast for you. Okay, Tiffany, what is a CPCU?
That's a chartered property casualty underwriter. It's a professional designation in insurance and risk management. And it's just a little bit over 2% of all people who are employed in the insurance industry in the United States that actually carry that degree.
Okay, what do you have to do to earn that designation?
There are a series of, I call excruciating exams that you have to pass in order to receive the designation.
A lot of memorization?
A lot of that, a lot of prayer. And
yeah, okay. Must be really hard.
It is to me. Now, some people fly through it, but I'm not one of those people.
You know, okay, what about CLU, Chartered Life Underwriter?
And that's another major designation in the insurance business. Basically, it's similar to the first designation that I talked about, and it's a series of exams as well that after you pass those, you receive the designation. I mean, the courses are along the lines of like a college credit course almost.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, what is it? You mentioned the people. Now, in my recollection of what you shared in the last segment, it was the people you work with, the people your coworkers. How about your clients?
Well, I don't work primarily directly with clients because I'm on the catastrophe side. I work in office in Atlanta, Georgia. Mm. And basically, when I get a call, it's usually from someone who's not so happy.
Okay.
And I'm usually helping them out. So I don't necessarily work directly with the public from that standpoint. My representatives that I supervise do, because they're on the phones all day working with those folks. But I do get to talk to people every now and then. Just depends on the situation.
Well, I'll tell you what, Tiffany, that's even better for radio. to hear you say, when you talk to people, they're not very happy. How do you talk to an irate customer?
Usually I try to put myself in their shoes, mostly listen, because that's the biggest thing I try to teach my representative. You listen to really what is the real issue, because, you know, they may be complaining about the fact that we didn't pay for something, or maybe they didn't get their check on time or something like that. But you have to really listen to the issue to see really what is their biggest complaint. What do they really want you to delve into? And so my biggest thing is I just listen to what their issue is, and then I try to handle it from that standpoint.
Were you trained, or is that natural?
A little trained, a little natural. It just kind of comes over. I mean, I've been doing this now 21 years. You know, a lot of times I'll tell my representatives to come sit in there because, you know, they've been on the phone with someone who's really irate with them. And I'll tell them, come sit in my office with me so you can see how I handle this call and how I calm the customer down. And, you know, I always tell them, you know, this doesn't happen overnight. It does take time. And just over the longevity of being in insurance and learning how to deal with customers like that.
What is it? What is the trick, or what is the skill, maybe better said, what is the skill to calm someone down who is just out of their mind?
Sometimes I say a little prayer, depending on what my claim representative has told me before I actually call the person. I think kind of being humble and listening to, like I say, kind of just listening to what are they really complaining about, listening to the heart of the issue.
Do you always feel like, do you go into it with an attitude where we can make it better? We can, whatever the problem is, we can solve it. Do you go in with that mindset?
For the most part, I do. But then there, you know, what a lot of people don't understand with their insurance policy, it's not a maintenance policy. And so sometimes they'll think, well, why aren't you paying for my roof? And I have to explain to them, you know, your roof is old. There's nothing related to the storm or anything like that. It's just old. And so they don't understand that it's not a maintenance policy and we should just be replacing their roof because it's old. They just want it replaced. But the policy is only going to pay for the roof if it's damaged from the storm. So it's not necessarily that I can always make it right, but maybe helping them understand the reasons behind it.
Okay. So you're not always going to be, quote unquote, Santa Claus and just...
Not at all.
...make everything... Because you have your own parameters that you have to work with.
Exactly.
So when you make them understand, give us a scenario when you make them understand that they're not getting what they expect, but they walk away or they leave or hang the phone up knowing what? What makes them feel content?
I think part of it is my approach, because a lot of times I'll get them on the phone and they'll say, well, you know, I appreciate you taking time to really break this down and explain this to me. No one has done that yet. And a lot of times it's just the approach when talking to the person, like, again, understanding what is their real complaint and what they're looking for to help resolve the problem. So I think sometimes the approach is the biggest thing in helping them understand, because a lot of times I'm telling them the same exact same thing that my reps are telling them, but my approach is different.
Tiffany, what brings you to Hawaii? I hear a little bit about your husband, Rodney. I hear a little bit about him playing for the University of Hawaii basketball team. Mm-hmm. When he was a student at UH, but fill us in on the gaps.
Okay, well let me back you up about 11 years ago. I, as you mentioned before, I received a CPCU designation, and as a part of the designation, there's actually a conferment, basically, where you to show that you earned a degree, and that's a recognition program. And the conferments are different areas every 2 years or every year, depending on the time frame. And back then, about 11 years ago, when I received that designation, the conferment was in Los Angeles, California. And I lived in Florida, never been out there. And the whole time I kept saying, you know, I took my mom and my grandmother with me, and I said I wanted to go to The Price is Right, you know, just to be in the audience and just happy as a cat to be there, because my great-great-grandmother always watched Price is Right, and it was just kind of a memorial for her just being there in the audience. And so we went the first day, couldn't get out even in the door, went back the second day and stayed out there all day long, finally got into the studio.
And Bob Barker was
there? Yes, this was back when Bob Barker was okay. There. Mm-hmm. And got into the studio, and I was actually the second person called up to Contestants Row. Could not believe it. Like almost hyperventilated. well, went on, and I did get on there. I won a car, a boat, a motorcycle, some drums, a lawnmower, and a recliner. You know, and I thought that would be the biggest blessing out of the whole thing. I still just was flabbergasted by it. And even now, even though it's been 11 years, it still doesn't seem like it. And so the following year in February, they started shipping me the things from Price is Right. And
I mean, you seemed like you won it all.
I did. I went all the way to the Showcase Showdown at the very end. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And you won the showdown.
I did. And it's funny,
the grand prize.
Because when I went to spin the wheel, because they were kind of under a time constraint, and when I went to spin the wheel, I wanted to say something before I spent it, and Bob Barker said, well, hold on, don't you can say hello to anybody you want after you spin the wheel. Well, when I spin the wheel and he gave me the mic back, I actually didn't say hello to anybody. My first comment was, praise God from whom all blessings flow. And so again, end up going all the way to the end, Showcase Showdown, won that. And they shipped the items to me starting in about February of 2005. And the UPS man came to my door and he's blowing his horn and he's like, I got all these boxes for you. And so I was like, well, can you help me put them in the garage? And so we're chit-chatting and maybe about a good 10 minutes to unload all the stuff. And so we're just chit-chatting and he says, you know what? I got somebody I think you should meet. And I was like, I don't know about that. And so my first question to him was, you know, because I'm 5'11", my first question was, well, how tall is he? And he said, well, 6'6". And I was like, well, okay, maybe. So this is a Monday. We talked on the phone that night, an hour straight, talked throughout the week, a few minutes here and there. And then that Friday, we set up a date to go out. And that's been coming up on 11 years in February of this year. But we went out that Friday, and we've been together ever since.
Oh, what a story.
So now that I'm here in Hawaii. Huh.
And this is Rodney.
Yes, that's Rodney.
Okay.
And we have two little girls, Julia, who's 9, and Zariah, who will be 8 this coming Sunday. She can't wait for me to get back. And so in this trip coming to Hawaii, I earned the designation of the CLU. And so that's what kind of brought me out here to Hawaii this time. This is where the conferment was. And I brought my mom and my really good girlfriend out here with me. And I said, you know, I said, the Lord blessed me so well back when I got my CPCU designation. I can't wait to see what's going to happen here in Hawaii. And here now I'm on a radio show. Can't even believe it.
Well, you know, you're giving me some bragging rights because I can say I have a guest on my show that won it all on Bob Barker's Price is Right.
Yeah.
So you were that hysterical guest who Tiffany Jones, you're the next contestant on The Price is Right, and so you came running down the aisle hysterical.
I did, and it's funny you say that because I was one of the first 4 contestants that was called up, and you can't hear in the studio because they want you to stomp your feet and yell and scream and what have you. So they actually hold your name up on a poster board. And so my name was the second poster board that came up. And, you know, my mom, she's sitting next to me not paying attention. They told us, pay attention to the poster board because that's the only way you're going to know who's going up. And when the poster board came up, I jumped out of my seat and started stepping over people. And she's looking at me like, well, where is she going? So, yeah, it happens literally almost just like you see it on the show. I mean, I had no idea I was going to be called on there. I really was just going to be happy with being in the audience, just being a part of the experience. So the blessings that came as a result of it was just icing on the cake.
I'm glad we have you on, okay, because we cannot let this moment go by. When we come back from our break, let's talk about what it was like. I mean, Bob Barker's there. I mean, what games did you have to play? What were the prizes? I mean, you won it all. So let's go back to that.
Okay.
Kind of want to relive it with you, Tiffany Jones.
All right.
God bless this woman. And she said, yeah, praise God from whom all blessings flow, before she spun the wheel. I mean, I even want to know how well she did on that. Tiffany Jones in studio with us today. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. She'll share more about her story. And The Price is Right. Yeah. And you know what? The moment is right at this time for you to even hear what the Lord has to say to your heart. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
All right, you don't always, I mean, it's a rare thing. I mean, I've never had it before. I've never talked to anybody who won. Not only won, but it just was on the Price is Right or got called up to actually play one of the four to be able to bid on prizes and then play the games. You know, I never did anything like that. I never had anybody, but we do today. Her name is Tiffany Jones. She's in studio. You're saying, "Danny, what are you talking about? This is the Good Life Radio Show. I mean, what's the spirituality of it?" Well, maybe there's a certain level of spirituality in levity. Yeah, just fun, laughing and enjoying a moment of reprieve with someone who was there. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. You can find out more about our program at thegoodlifehawaii.com. You get this program in its entirety for free. I'm kind of interested to see how many people are going to want to hear because it's certainly captivating to me. I believe it would be for you. Tiffany Jones, okay, no more time wasted. What was it like? You're hysterical. You get up there, you get called. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right. What happened?
Well, like I say, first I had to catch my breath. The first item, I didn't even know what I bid it on because I just couldn't even breathe almost. And I knew I lost because they made me sit back down. And the second time I got up there, I still was a little shaky, and I actually literally had to talk myself through it. I said, "Okay, Tiffany, you got to calm down. You have to bid. You're never going to get up on stage if you don't calm down." And the third time around was a charm, and when I bid on a recliner, and I was the closest one. got up on the stage and I played the, that's when they pulled out the car, the new car. And of course, just like you said, I jumped around and acted crazy just like everybody else does, because you really have no expectation for them to call you or what the item's going to be or anything. And the game I played was called One Away, where you start, let's say the number starts at a 3 and I have to either make it a 4 or 2. So you either rock it back or forth. And just so happened, you know, I'm looking out in the audience trying to get my mom's help, and she was literally no help. So I'm taking all the audience recommendations. And so when I asked, I said, ladies, do I have one number right? And they blew the horn, said I got one number right. And when I said, ladies, do I have two numbers right? I didn't get a horn. And I started panicking. I thought, oh, my gosh, no horn. But then I thought about it. I said, well, if there's no horn, that means I definitely got the first number right, because it was a Ford Escape. And I knew that wasn't a $30,000 car. So I knew I had to have that number right. And so, which means the rest of the numbers, I flipped them over. And sure enough, I won the car. Then came back and did spent the wheel. And I got a 50 and a 45. So I spent a 95 on the wheel. Then went to the showcase showdown at the end. And, you know, like I said, things are going almost just like you see it on TV. And Bob comes over. It's me and another lady over there. And he goes, ladies, we're kind of pushed for time. I need you to hurry up and come up with your bid. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do? And so as they're showing me the first showcase, I'm looking at things. I'm adding in my head. And, you know, the whole time I was thinking, when he got ready to ask me, I was going to bid $31,000. And literally, right as he asked me, what are you going to bid? I looked at him and I just, like, the Lord said, no, not 31,000. I bid 29,000. And sure enough,
you don't want to overbid, right?
Well, I wasn't sure. Oh. But like, it was almost literally like the Holy Spirit said, no, 29,000, even though the whole time I kept thinking 31. So I went ahead and I bid 29,000. And when he showed the bid, had I bid 31,000, I'd have been probably about $80 over. My bid. So that's why, you know, people say, what's the spirituality in that? And I say it was nothing but God.
Well, how do you maintain composure? How do you think? I mean,
you don't.
People in the audience are hysterical too, and they're shouting. But people in the TV audience, you know, you have your perfect scenario. If I were there, I would do this. You're there, mm-mm. I mean, you're out of your mind, right?
You are. Matter of fact, when I won, standing up when you have the two people side by side at the very end, when I won, I started doing the craziest clap. I haven't done this clap. I never did this clap before then. I have not done this clap since then. I call it the seal clap. I was clapping above my head. I don't know where it came from. Again, it's mind-boggling when you go on something like, and it happens so fast. And I was boo-hoo crying at the end. I mean, it was amazing.
A new car.
Yeah.
I mean, when you heard that.
I was screaming and I hadn't even won it yet.
So your mom gets to come up on stage, right?
At the very end. At the very end. Mm-hmm. And I grabbed her and I'm like, because again, I'm boohoo crying at this point, and I'm squeezing her so hard, she literally almost had to pry me away from her so that they wanted us to wave at the camera, and they wanted me to go over and touch the boat and all this stuff. And I literally was in la la land. I didn't even remember what happened. And the thing is, they don't give you a copy of the video. You have to watch it when it comes on edited, whenever it airs on TV. And so it didn't air. This happened in October of 2004, but it didn't air till January 4th, 2005. So I had to wait all that time to even see what kind of fool I acted. And, you know, when I let people watch the video, I always tell them, please just don't laugh too hard at me, because I already know you're going to laugh.
they've never seen you act that way, right?
Never. Never, and probably won't ever again. So that's
so now you had to take off of work, right, to be able to watch it.
I did. I took a day off work.
What was that conversation like with your boss?
Well, when I got back to Jacksonville, the first thing I did was went to my boss's office. I said, I need January the 4th off. And she kind of looked at me because of the way I was asking about it. And she says, why? I said, well, I was on The Price is Right. And she was like, are you serious? So she gave me that day off, and I had a huge Price is Right party at my house. I probably had like 30 people there. Back at work, they practically shut the office down because there was everybody except maybe 4 people were watching it in the break room the entire hour.
Well, the thing is, you weren't only on, you won the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's a blessing. I'll never forget it. And it just, it happened literally, seems like that whole show was taped in about 15 minutes, even though it probably is a total of about maybe an hour and a half to 2 hours to tape it.
Yeah. Well, what about the prizes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you get everything that they say you're going to get.
Yeah, I got everything. I sold the boat. I sold the motorcycle. I donated the drums to my church. And I just recently had to donate the car because the engine went out on it. I mean, it's 10 years old at this point. But I donated the car most recently. So the only thing I still have right now is the lawnmower.
And the memory?
And the memory. Plenty of memories.
Well, of course, you were able to sell those large items.
Mm-hmm. Had to pay the taxes.
And the taxes, right. Well, Tiffany, I'm grateful for you sharing that. There's certain things when you're doing radio, when you're talking with your guests, you just never know. And this was a real treat,
mm-hmm.
a real blessing.
And then actually to end up meeting my husband as a result of it, like I said, that's been 2005, when we met, and meeting him as a result of the gifts that I received from the Price is Right. That's just amazing.
So it's the UPS?
Yeah.
The UPS man set you up.
Yeah, that was his best friend. They've been best friends for 45 years.
It's almost hard to describe. It almost makes me feel speechless. I can't be speechless in what I do, but hey, lessons. As you think back,
mm-hmm.
a moment of reflection, what lessons have you learned in the process?
Be humble and patient. Be grateful. You never know, you really never know what the blessings are out there for you. You just have to wait and see what God has in store for you. You can't just always expect it, I guess you would say. Like I say, I truly would have been just as happy sitting in the audience as I was even with the result of winning all those items as well.
Tiffany, it changed your life.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It changed your life. I mean, so how did do you fill out an application? Did you, how do you even sign up?
Well, they say send for tickets. And at the time, this is back when the internet wasn't as good. And so I was trying to get the tickets online and something was wrong and I couldn't get them. So you can also go just stand in line. And so we got up about maybe 5 o'clock one morning, the first morning, and that's when we got there, and we were like number 300 and something. So the next day we got up about maybe 3 o'clock, got down there about 4 o'clock in the morning, and we were number 60 and 61. So that was pretty sure we were going to get in the audience, but you really don't know until they actually open the doors to let you in. You don't know if you're actually going to make it on.
You did these things. You get up early. You got up early. You didn't get in. You got up earlier the next day.
Perseverance.
Perseverance. I mean, it takes a certain level of you have to have some fortitude,
mm-hmm.
to be able to keep on and to want to know what you want to do. And
mm-hmm.
I think that's a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, someone today might be, waffling back and forth, should I not,
mm-hmm.
and in the meantime there's no movement,
mm-hmm.
they're in a completely neutral position, but as you move forward things began to happen.
Absolutely.
Now this may be somewhat of a an odd way of asking it, but did you pray
that, oh absolutely,
that something like this would happen?
Absolutely, absolutely. You just never know. You not necessarily specifically for that thing, but that's why I say you just be patient and sit back and wait and see what the Lord has in store for you. Because I could have prayed for this, and this might have not have been what He had in store for me. So,
and even for a husband to come out of it,
imagine
that that's the invaluable gift that you received, right?
It was, but I did not pray for a husband to come out of it. that was the blessing of the Lord. Again, you know, you just never know. Yeah, you never know what he has in store. I would have never in a million years. I mean, people would always tease me after this happened. They go, you know, everybody's not fortunate like you to go to California to find a husband. I was like, well, you know, I had nothing to do with that.
Well, and the UPS man, who I imagine is a very close friend of yours now, right? Mm-hmm,
absolutely. That's my kid's godfather.
When you asked, you know, how tall is he? He could have said 5'6". And things might not have been the same.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely. They would not have been the same.
Unfortunately. Yeah, close. For anybody who's saying, hey, Danny, come on, don't talk about us 5'6ers. I'll just say, look, I'm like close to one of you, so.
But when you know, I'm 5'11", almost 6 feet. So for me, it would have had to at least be about 6'2".
Uh huh. You sort of set the standard within yourself,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And wow.
And you know, and I asked his friend. I said, you know, because after we met and we, you know, hit it off so well, I asked his friend. I said, well, you know, what made you think that, you know, we would be even remotely compatible? Because I mean, we didn't talk that long, and he said it was just something about your spirit. I just felt like you guys needed to meet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, you know, a couple things we real quick that we have in common. And, you know, I told you my husband played basketball here at University of Hawaii when he was here. He was a number 13 on the team. And I'm a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. And when I pledged that sorority, I was a number 13. And in addition, his grandmother, her name is Willie Lee. She's passed away now, but I have a grandmother. Her name is Willie Lee. And the funny part about it is neither one of them would let us call them grandmother. And to this day, I still have to call my grandmother Lee. And he always called his grandmother Willie Lee.
Mm-hmm. Well, more connections.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when we come back from our break in our last segment, you know, you prayed. You prayed and God answered. And mm-hmm. I tell you, it lifts us up. It lifts us up to hear how God has answered your prayers and how your life has changed, and in virtually a day.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you were doing certain things faithfully leading up to it. But what I see, Tiffany, is the grace of God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unmerited,
absolutely,
unearned favor that God has bestowed upon you.
I tell people all the time, I'm blessed and highly favored. You know, people tell me, oh, I just want to, you know, do the things that you do or say the things that you say, because they say, you're so lucky. I say, I'm not lucky. I'm blessed.
Yeah. Well, and the hand of God's grace is certainly upon you, but the hand of God's grace is on others too. And sometimes we don't even recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
So when we come back, let's talk a little bit more. And I do want you to spend a few moments, if you would, praying for our dear listeners who maybe in their hearts praying, hoping for a blessing from the Lord. And through this, not only the inspiration, but the guidance that you've shared just by sharing your story. More from Tiffany Jones, our guest today, sharing heart to heart with us. And I'm so glad you're with us today, listening, hearing, and sharing in this light and yet meaningful moment with her. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chanan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, you know, when you pray, the Lord says, you know, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened to you. And you know, the original writing in that passage, when Jesus says that, in the original writing is, ask and keep asking and you shall receive. Knock and keep knocking and you shall receive. So there's a certain persistence in prayer that, you say, Danny, why does God want us to be persistent? Does he want us to be robotic, to just say it over and over and again? No, no, no. In the persistence, something happens in our character. We're able to see certain things. For example, do we really want what we're asking for? Or do we want something else? The persistence shows where we really are. And in the process, our desire grows. We understand more about what we're asking for. We're able to appreciate it more, even if we haven't received it yet. It's like our salivary glands start really applying where we start releasing the desire even more for it, and we appreciate it, and we're able to do more with it when we get it. You know where I'm going. Ask and keep asking. Our guest today, Tiffany Jones, she is a woman of prayer. She's seen the hand of God's grace, really grace, pour out on her. Her life was changed virtually in a day. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm grateful that you're with us. Tiffany, we talked a lot. It's been certainly a captivating moment with you. A parting shot to someone who today is going through a rough time. Struggling in their life challenge, what would you say to them?
I would say just to never give up. You know, sometimes when things seems like they're just overbearing and overwhelming, just keep praying. And, you know, like this song that I always grew up with is, he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. You know, always believe in that, because you always think that things are going to happen when you want them to happen, and they're not. They're going to happen when God wants them to happen. And so you have to just be patient enough to wait on it for him to move, versus you telling him what, when and where you think things should happen.
Tiffany, could you pray for someone right now who is in a tough spot?
Okay. Lord, I ask that as we bow our heads today, that you watch over those that need you right now. Touch their hearts. Touch their mind, touch their body. Only you know what they're asking for. Only you know what their needs are, and only you know what their wants are. Give them a feeling of security, a feeling of strength and perseverance, and to want to continue to just believe in you and know that you're going to be there for them, regardless of how things may look in front of them, to know that you're always standing right there by their side, holding your hand, guiding them through each and every moment of them. give them the grace to be able to deal with the situation that they're in, the strength to be able to walk through it, and the recovery from whatever it is that they may be dealing with. I ask that you just pray that their hearts be touched, their minds be touched, and be able to just go on day by day and continue to give them that strength of being there for anything that you may have for them, to be able to be patient and waiting on you and knowing that you're going to be there no matter what, even if mom's not there, dad's not there, if family's not there, friends are not there. Just help them understand that you're still going to be there for them no matter how things may look. You're always going to be there for them. And I actually just give them the pray their strength into your name, and just continue to help them understand and to be true to your word. Mm-hmm. And these things I ask in your son's Jesus' name. I pray and thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for ministering to our listeners.
You're welcome.
Tiffany, they hear us. We're talking one-on-one with them because the Lord is speaking to their hearts personally, right at their point of need. As we close today, let me just ask one more question.
Mm-hmm.
20 years from now, God willing, as you're here on this earth, when you look back, what do you want to be able to say you've done in your life?
One of the things that I've always and this has just been from upbringing. Like I say, my grandfather was a pastor, and one of the things he would always say is when he said he always, when he gets to the gates of heaven, he always wants the God to tell him, "Servant, job well done." And so I think about that a lot as far as, you know, how I live my life and how I want to be recognized, and just know that when I get there, that I can look back and say, "Servant," God say, "Servant, job well done."
Wow. A level of depth from someone who has experienced truly the grace of God. And at least I could say here at the Good Life Radio Show and this broadcast, Tiffany Jones, well done.
Thank you.
I hope, dear one, that you were encouraged, as I certainly have been, by this amazing story of Tiffany Jones. You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. Hey, right from your story, even as Tiffany has shared from her story. And if you haven't done so, look, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special message I've prepared for you. And to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Psalm 119, verse 10. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Tiffany Jones. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me.